may change, but there are vintage moments that stay behind in our collective memory. Electrifying moments that within seconds change the course of history. So singular they need to be remembered for the benefit of posterity. Be patient as I tell the story. The date was the 3rd of March 1979, and at the time, while Poland was still a centrally controlled communist country, 300,000 people had gathered in Warsaw's daunting Great Victory Square. Their hearts beating fast while the country's leader, Edward Gierek, stood controlling from the window of a hotel room. Just think, in a nation where symbols still carried a high political charge, towering above the square, stood the cross of Christianity, no longer the hammer and sickle of communism. They looked on in disbelief. Not only had a Roman pontiff been allowed to come back to his homeland, to what he'd described when he was elected as a faraway country simply because it was at the time behind an iron curtain, but he was also celebrating Holy Mass, praying and singing with them, his people, as a messenger of hope and herald of freedom, in this nation that had been stifling under the choke of communism for almost half a century. And, as we know, this moment helped draw that iron curtain. I finished that story, but its sequel kicks off here in Warsaw on Friday, 26th of May. It's the story of another Roman pontiff, Pope Benedict XVI. Who has gone back to that same place, called, since the fall of communism, Pilsudski Square, after the father of the nation. And he's been brushing up his Polish to mark that historic date.
Imię Ojca i Syna i Ducha Świętego.
Amen.
Pokój z wami.
Twenty-seven years ago, my predecessor, John Paul II, uttered these significant words of the prayer, "Let your spirit descend and renew the face of the earth," adding, "the face of this land," Pope Benedict highlighted during that homily of the first Holy Mass he celebrated on his first pastoral journey abroad. He was dressed in red, the colour dedicated to a votive Mass to the Holy Spirit, under a minimalist-looking off-turquoise canopy depicting the Holy Spirit, with haunting music playing in the background while the rain sheeted down. Pope Benedict highlighted the continuity of that message of truth and love, spelling out the value of their beloved Polish Pope's stalwart witness to the faith. And on this visit in his footsteps, the leitmotif is to stand firm in faith. It's a message he's keen to pass on to the new generations, intact, like the apostles did to their successors. And speaking in Italian, he stressed that word, intatto, he said.
Lungo la storia della Chiesa, gli apostoli hanno predicato la parola di Cristo, preoccupandosi di consegnarla intatta ai loro successori.
But his words were also of warning. As in past centuries, he said, so also today there are people or groups who obscure this centuries-old tradition, seeking to falsify the word of Christ, to remove from the gospel those truths, which in their view are too uncomfortable for modern man. They try to give the impression that everything is relative, even the truths of faith. The church cannot silence the spirit of truth. But it was once again to his predecessor that Pope Benedict turned his concluding thoughts, quoting his words in Victory Square back on the 3rd of March 1979. The church in Poland has become a church, a special witness, towards which the eyes of the world are turned. But today, in that same square, Pope Benedict XVI, bearing witness to the grace of the Holy Spirit, encouraged the Polish people to cultivate this rich heritage of faith, come down to them from earlier generations. Hand it down to your children, he said in Polish.
I towarzyszy wam na drodze do szczęśliwej i pełnej pokoju przyszłości.
In Poland, Veronika Skierzbrick, Vatican Radio.
Jego kościoła. Amen.